The Bible reading this morning is taken from Luke chapter 1, verses 57 to 66, and then verse 80. And the reading can be found in your Bible on page 856. 856. The birth of John the Baptist. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him Zechariah after his father. But his mother had answered, "No, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by this name." And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they all wondered, and immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all their neighbors, and all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them upon their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be?" For the hand of the Lord was with him. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance to Israel. This is the word of the Lord.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Hi, Balcony. How are you? Folks, put up your hand if you have got a present yet. Okay, so none of you need another one. That's good. Okay. And put up your hand if you've already opened a present. That is not biblical. Hey? Okay. Sorry, balcony. Am I? Open presents? Already opened? Okay, quite a number. Okay. I have a present here. Okay, I have a present. And I have heard with some of my friends' houses, there's a tradition they open a present on Christmas Eve. Does anybody have that tradition? You open one present on Christmas Eve. Well, there's some people hopefully looking at their parents going, "No, no." They're just shaking head, "No." So there's some of you guys get to open a present on Christmas Eve. Well, I was thinking about this a little bit, and I was thinking, God gave us this incredible present in Jesus Christ. Absolutely amazing present, the greatest gift ever given. But he also gave a little smaller present a little bit earlier. And that present was a guy, and this on the next picture, was a guy called John the Baptist. And when Jesus talked about John the Baptist, he described him, okay, as the greatest man ever born of a woman, okay? There was no one greater than John. So he was a really great present. He was a present just before the very best present that anyone ever received, which was Jesus Christ. He was a sort of pre-present. And I've got a wee pre-present in here. Does anyone want to guess from the shape and size what it is? It's not a pony. What? What do you think? A t-shirt. Liverpool's? No. No. Anyone else want to guess?
My Little Pony.
My Little Pony? No, no, no. I wish. Great gift. What do you think, mate? Yeah. A pair of socks? No. What do you think, Asher? You don't know? All right.
What would be a telephone?
Telephone. Full title. Very good. All right. Well, let's have a look. Balcony, any guesses?
Bicycle.
Stevie Little. Every time. I love it. Right, well, let's have a wee look. Right, let me see. It is something. Right. Okay. It's got numbers on it. Huh? What? What did you say? Spell. No. Every time. Look, it's an alarm clock, right? Who's got an alarm clock? Who dumped it when they got a fancy phone? Yeah, okay. Loads of people. Okay, it's an alarm clock. And put up your hand if you've got a walking, living, breathing alarm clock in your house. Awful times. 6 o'clock this morning. Really annoyed me for about 2 minutes while Zara woke up. Really. Oh, that's a joke. That is a joke. Although, in this case, not actually a joke, but most of the time a joke. Okay. A wee walking alarm clock, right? But we do have an alarm clock, okay? Here's a wee alarm clock. In fact, I asked lots of people for an alarm clock before Zara told me we had one. So anyway, doesn't matter. So an alarm clock. And I've already said I have a little walking alarm clock in the house. But John the Baptist really was like an alarm clock. And there's four kind of reasons why he's like an alarm clock. The first one is, an alarm clock's not very good if it doesn't have a big loud sound, is it? It has to alarm us. So what basically happens, it sits beside your bed and it's been quiet, nice and quiet all night, and suddenly there's this really loud noise that breaks the silence. Like, I can never understand people that have alarm clocks that play lovely music. I need horrendous music or a horrendous noise to wake me up. And that's what an alarm clock does. It just wakes us up. Comes out of nowhere, this big loud noise. And John the Baptist, folks, he really alarmed the world, okay? He alarmed the world by how he came to be, which Peter read to us, which was really bizarre circumstances of how this guy was born. The lady who gave birth to him wasn't meant to be able to have kids. In fact, she was really, really, really old, and she was born. John the Baptist was born in this really miraculous way. And then he grew up and he was pretty strange. Does anyone know what John the Baptist wore? Skins, but not like Under Armour. Okay. He wore camel skins. All right. And not so bizarre, he wore a leather belt. That's sort of that tradition has hung around. Okay. He wore a leather belt. And what did he eat? Locusts and wild honey. Right. Strange wee diet he had as well. And he wasn't just alarming in what he ate and what he wore. He was also alarming in what he shouted. He was a voice crying out in the wilderness. There hadn't been a prophet since Malachi 430 years before. It had been quiet. And suddenly in the wilderness, in the desert, there comes this voice crying in the wilderness, alarming us. And folks, you know what? As we come up to Christmas, sometimes we do need to be alarmed and reminded, because it's so easy, isn't it, to just fall into the way of things and forget what the birthday party's all about. You know, just enjoy the turkey and all that sort of stuff. And we do need to be alarmed. The sad thing is we don't want to be alarmed at Christmas, do we? We just want it to be left alone. Like when I hear sermons and somebody gets up and says, there was no stable, there was no donkey, there wasn't three wise men, I'm just like, stop ruining Christmas, okay? But we do need to be alarmed and woke up and reminded of who is coming. It's Jesus. He's really, really coming. So the second thing is it alarms us. That's an obvious one. The second one is, now you can't see this, but most alarm clocks have a wee dim light, don't they? Or at least they have those sort of glow-in-the-dark numbers and hands and stuff, but you need a wee dim light. But I don't think anybody, you know, thinks to themselves when they wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, the alarm goes off. I don't think anybody switches the alarm clock on and gets dressed. I think most people use the light to see what they need to see, and then go switch the big light on. And you know, John the Baptist, he it says in John chapter 1 that he came from God to alarm us. He came from God, but he himself was not the light. He came as a witness to the light. And it's really important that we remember that John the Baptist wasn't the light, and nothing else was the light. The true light was Jesus Christ. Do you know how much they have spent on Christmas adverts this year? $4 billion. All right? Imagine how much people must spend if you spend $4 billion making the adverts. Okay? And what those adverts are trying to do is they're trying to put the light on their products and put the light on their stuff. And we can't allow that, because this is just a wee dim light. We need to look at the great light, Jesus Christ. It's really important that we don't forget what the real light of Christmas is. It alarms us. It's got a wee dim light. What else is really important about an alarm clock? What does it tell us? The time. Well done. It tells us the time. And you know, when John the Baptist came, He had a message. And his message was repent and believe the good news because the kingdom of God is near. What he was doing was he knew that Jesus was coming. He knew that this Messiah, this really important figure, God himself was coming. And he wanted to tell the world, it's time to get ready. It's time to get ready. Now, if we skip two slides on, sorry I'm messing you up here, guys. But we have this, and this is meant to be the most illuminated street in the UK, right? The most illuminated street, and it's crazy. There's lights everywhere. And they spend 4 months getting it ready, which I just think is mad, all right? That you're starting in like September putting up Christmas lights. But what John the Baptist is doing is he's saying, it's time to get ready. It's time to get ready. You know, one of the things that amazed me on the Alpha course is that on the first night of Alpha, all the men wrote down their big questions. And you had some huge questions about suffering, huge questions about God's will, just all those big, big, big questions. But I loved that on one week, a man came along to Alpha and he said, I've given my life to Jesus. And he said, I mean, I came with all these questions and I've got no answers to any of them. All right? But I've realized that it doesn't really matter. I've just got to respond to Jesus. All right? And folks, it's a bit like that in what John the Baptist was saying. He was saying, it's time. The one thing that you need to get sorted, above all the other stuff that you need to get sorted, is this. Jesus is coming. You need to get ready. Yeah, you're right. I keep on trying to get Eliza to say Jesus, right? I've tried every day. First word, Santa. Raging. Raging. Anyway, but there's a good child there. That's good. Or else an adult with a very high-pitched voice. Okay. Tells us the time. And folks, what I would encourage you to do is so easy to just go with this, sing some nice carols, eat some nice turkey. We really do need to be aware. This season in our calendar, this thing called Advent, this Christmas time, it's all reminding us that Jesus came and he's coming again. Martin Luther, the great reformer, he said that the right way to live your life is as if Jesus died yesterday, rose today, and he's coming again tomorrow. That's the right way to live your life. It's time. It's time to respond. Whatever the Lord is asking of you, whether it's to give your life to him, whether it's to have a difficult conversation with somebody you've been fighting with for years, whether it's whatever, starting to tithe, whatever he's asking you to do, it's time to do it now, right now. He alarms us, has a dim light, tells us the time, and finally, demands a response. Demands a response. I was at Stramalis University, you know, training for that one day of teaching that I did. And I remember I used to go to Ashfield Boys School, I had to get up at 5:45. Didn't even know the time existed, all right, before then. Had to get up at 5:45, get a bus in and out of Belfast just to get that. It was wild, okay, to get there in time. One morning I woke up, 8:00 in the morning. I thought, this is great. Oh, I need to be at Ashfield Boy. I said, where's my alarm clock? Smashed at the other side of the room. And there must be a beast inside of me, right? Smashed the other side of the room. All right, that was my response. What is your response? What's your response? You know, there was I've said there's 4 billion spent on ads. 4 billion spent on ads. And one of those ads was an ad by Greggs. Did anybody see the Greggs ad? Okay. Anyone unimpressed by the Greggs ad? Well, for anyone who hasn't seen it, the wise men come from the east and they gather around a cradle, and in the cradle is a sausage roll. Not good. Not good. And there were huge amounts of complaining about this. Huge amounts of complaining about how this was so disrespectful and blasphemous to the Christmas story. But here's the question. Have you ever had a Christmas? Have you ever had a Christmas where the food got more attention than the Lord? I have. Have you? So what we need to be sure, before we get too fussy about this ad, we need to ask ourselves, who gets most attention in our house? The food. I hope it's not a sausage roll, but the food. or the Lord. We need to respond to him. You know, a Greg's sausage roll, I need to be careful here because we do have a parishioner that works for Greg, so I have to be careful. All right? But a Greg's sausage roll, about 18% pork. Okay? 18% pork in a sausage roll. Well, when we gather around the manger, he's 100% God. How do you respond to him? How do you respond to him? Now, this is a lovely little talk with an alarm clock, but it's a serious message. John the Baptist came as a gift, the greatest gift before the greatest, greatest, greatest gift. He was an alarm clock to the world saying, wake up, wake up. I'm not the light, the light's coming. It's time to respond to him. It's time to respond. And the question is, do you respond by saying there's no room at the inn? Do you respond by smashing the alarm clock at the other side of the room? Do you respond by looking down at the manger and being more concerned about the sausage rolls? Or do you respond to the King and say that he deserves all the honor and all the glory and he deserves your life? Let's stand together. And as our wee team come, let's just find ourselves in an attitude of prayer. And folks, just as we stay in this attitude of prayer, we're about to sing, I think, what's my favourite Christmas song, O Holy Night. And O Holy Night says this, it says, fall on your knees, hear the angel voices. O night, divine, O night when Christ was born. O night, O holy night, O night, divine. Folks, hear the alarm clock. Sandy, wake up. Respond. Know this one that has been born. See his light. See his light. Know the time and respond to him. Heavenly Father, I just want to pray over our congregation here. And Lord, I just pray that each and every one of them would just hear this wake-up call not to let Christmas pass us by. And really focus not on the sausage roll, but hear this alarm clock to say the focus on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Heavenly Father, maybe there's things that we need to respond to this morning. We need to just bow the knee to Jesus Christ this morning, whether it's about our salvation, giving our lives to Jesus for the first time, whether it's about some other thing that you're saying it's time to do. And Lord, we want to bow the knee to you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.